since all human beings have a spirit which is called conscience, they have no access to God without assistance from the Holy Spirit. Man has a spirit that is embedded in the soul. God breathes the soul into a baby with its first breath. That spirit has to be freed from the soul at some point. That is where the Holy Spirit comes in. There are three types of spirits: a person's spirit, evil spirits, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus was 100% physical and 100% Holy Spirit. After he was crucified, his spirit was released at Pentecost on those who were present at the celebration, including the disciples. They received tongues of other countries so they could go to other countries and tell the good news in the tongue of the other country and baptize people who wanted to be baptized. Baptism is twofold. After confessing that the individual is a sinner and regrets their sins and is in need of forgiveness, he or she calls on Jesus Christ to forgive their sins because he is the only one who can forgive sins. He or she is immersed in water completely, symbolizing getting cleaned up. Hands are laid on them to receive the Holy Spirit. Since Jesus is called on, he personally imputes the Holy Spirit from the spiritual realm, and the person is born again. It means that the baptized person who received the Holy Spirit is a new creature, literally. The Holy Spirit moves into the heart of the person and begins to witness to the person's spirit that Jesus Christ is now their new Lord and what he expects of this new born-again person who has become a baby Christian. Just as a baby learns to walk and talk, so does a baby Christian. He or she has to slowly grow into the new life. The only difference is, as Jesus warns, watch and pray that ye enter not into the temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's in Matthew 26, verse 41. Satan begins to try to undo this blessed baby Christian. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John chapter 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will be the teacher of the Word of God. He will provide the understanding of it.